32.
Authorize a contract and provide for payment for the construction of the Lower Slough Refugia Habitat Enhancement Project Number E10176 for $2,016,000.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. We'll try to run briskly through all three matters. This item deals with our obligation by permit to protect endangered fish species. And here to walk us through this is Lloyd Stawning, Supervising Engineer, and Fred McGregor, Project Manager. Gentlemen, who would like to start?
I'll speak. Commissioners, Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. I am Lloyd Stawning. With me is Mr. McGregor. We're here to talk about the Lower Columbia Slough Refuge Project. The project is developed as part of our ESA program. In 1998, salmon were identified in the ESA program, and shortly thereafter, the City of Portland adopted policies to try and develop protection for salmonid species. This project is part of that program. There we go. Excellent. There we go. Program goals and objectives are to improve in-stream habitat for benefit of native fish communities, improve wetland and riparian areas, to partner with private property owners for increased shade, to reduce temperature on the slough, to improve food for macroinvertebrates, and lastly, to provide nesting habitat for western painted turtles. The primary mechanism we're going to use for that is this, large woody debris. Rivers typically have woody debris along the banks, and that's often not very common in urban streams, and so we're going in and trying to actually install that ourselves. The mechanism here is, this is a typical schematic. It sort of looks like the pickup sticks of the gods, but it's actually an anchoring system. We put in some wood, and then we pin the wood down with metal pins and chains to secure it to the anchors.
It actually looks to me like a piece of public art that's now placed next to the Multnomah County offices.
This looks better, I think.
Wait a second, that's an award-winning piece of art, Mayor.
Yeah, well, it's in the eye of the beholder.
Surprising level of creativity amongst our staff. This is actually the second project that we've used on this. The first project was also on the Lower Columbia Slough. It was done near Kelly Point Park, and so this is our second try at this. Highlighting the importance of the large woody debris, smaller fish, juvenile salmonids, like to hide underneath these logs, and so it's shelter from predators, it's territory for them, and then it's also a food source for macroinvertebrates. We're doing this along two areas. The first is Ramsey Reach, which is approximately in the area where the St. John's landfill would be. Runs about 4,100 feet along the slough. We're not putting wood along all 4,100 feet, obviously. We're putting in at about 35 locations. There'll be about 650 logs total, if my memory is correct. And the second one is around Wright and Moore Islands. We'll be putting large woody debris around the perimeters. To summarize, we're providing refuge habitat for juvenile salmonids, part of the food web for macroinvertebrates. We're providing nesting habitat for predated turtles. We're improving water quality through reduction of sediments and increased shade. And then we're working to try and meet our ESA and our Clean Water Act commitments, as well as our TMDL goals for the slough. And with that, I'll entertain questions.
Questions, Sam?
How much money is in the Watershed Investment Fund?
I believe it's $1.5 million a year, my recollection.
So this is more than a year's allocation of it. How much is in the is it?
We're getting a grant, I believe it's worth about $200,000, from the Oregon DEQ, and then we're getting some donations of wood from ODOT and one other organization.
Right, but it's still a $2 million project that we're approving today.
That's correct.
So that uses all the money for this year?
I'm not certain.
Do you know, does it all come from rates? Is there any general fund money in the Watershed Investment Fund?
No, it's part of the capital program.
So That's right. So do you have a list of what projects are going to be coming online with future projects? I mean, I'm just wondering that this seems like a large amount of money, and now I'm hearing it's pretty much an entire year's budget. What's the thinking of putting it this particular something here versus doing smaller projects throughout the
We do budget? Do a series of projects. We get an allocated budget every year for the work.
We'd be happy to. Would it be helpful if we gave you a snapshot of some of projects in the queue and some maybe a 5-year forecast of where we expect to be spending money? The reason, by the way, you asked a great question. The reason we're using ratepayer dollars here is that this is a requirement of getting our permits, and our permits then allow us to perform functions that are core to our mission. So this is we're required to do this.
And I know that you spent the last 14 months digging into what BES does and how it does it, and especially scrubbing the budgets to look into where the money comes from and how is it spent. So no, I don't necessarily need to. We were just interested in the size of this particular project and wondering, you know, when things come to me to vote on, I really don't know whether it should be $2,016,000 or whether it should be, you know, $5 million or $1 million or whatever it is. And so I'm just interested to know generally, and maybe that's a conversation we can have in one of our meetings, Commissioner Fish, to
get a little. Actually, it's a great question. I think we could get some short answers from staff to follow up with commissioners, and then you and I can talk about it further.
They almost should do trainings for new council members about, you know, this is the kinds of questions that you should, I feel like it's a question I should have asked 5.5 years ago, and so I appreciate your indulgence, and it looks like a good project.
Other questions, comments? This is going to pass to second reading, but I just want to say I had the chance this weekend to participate in the annual Columbia Slough Regatta on the Upper Slough, and hadn't been on that reach of the slough in a while, and it's really interesting to see, you know, over probably 10-year gap there, how much improvement in the habitat has been created by the corpus of these projects. You know, there's one in this section this year, and there's one in another section some other year, and you add that up over time, and in terms of the water quality of the slough and the natural environment there and its capacity to deal with stormwater, all the above, is pretty impressive. Again, not being there for 10 years, having that long a period in between two viewings of the same section, it's pretty dramatic. So each one of these projects adds up over time, and this looks like a good one. So thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks very much.
Excuse me, there's an amendment to this one?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We do have an amendment, don't we, Commissioner?
We have an amendment, Carla.
To correct the source of funds.
Thank you. It almost escaped Commissioner Novick's attention. sorry. I move the amendment. The
amendment is to correct the source of budgeted funds. Is there a second?
Second.
And a roll call on substituting the amendment.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Is there anyone who wants to speak on this item? Then it passes to second reading. Thanks very much.